It's playoff time, and the usual suspects are heading to Vegas for the championship. And our partner BetOnline is your number one source for football odds, stats, trends, and lines. With everything from point spreads to hundreds of bets on everything from the coin toss to the color of Gatorade, BetOnline is your number one source for your championship wagering. Head to BetOnline and join today to get into all the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Yeah, Corey, you might have to reach out to him and just tell him, give him some.
Well, he's on his phone. That's the only problem. He won't see it. But yeah, he changed it and gave it to his dad at the last second. We talked about him having the phone. So, but we'll get it though. We'll get it.
That's K with a club with a K.
Yeah.
But we appreciate it though. Appreciate
so, what up?
What up, man?
Working, man. Got to get the work in. Got to put that work in, man. Let's see. He still got it right now until he put the camera. You see, he take the camera off his shoe.
Oh, okay. There we go.
There we go.
Welcome everyone for a exciting event here on campus.
Oh, man. He hit a button.
Come on, Daddy.
There we go.
So the next commitment we got, we'll go to it. We're gonna go live over to Hartfield Academy in Brandon, Mississippi, for another offensive lineman.
Another three-star.
Three-star Antonio Ross Jr., another legacy kid, man. Another kid we reel in. And couldn't be more excited about the local talent that the coaches have made. They hit a home run on another signing, you know, locally. And we'll go right over there. Just look at that. Brian Pam, we coming, baby. I love it.
It is truly a joy to be here with you guys. It's an exciting day. You guys have worked really hard. I've seen you guys grow as athletes and as young men and young women. And it's really exciting to be up here and to share with you guys as you continue your athletic careers. I want to share just a few things with you real quickly to help you be successful both on the field or the pitch and in life. I want to share a couple of verses with you guys. I'm going to share some truths. Just give me a second, and I want to encourage you. Hebrews 12, verses 11 through 14 tells us this. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. You guys know that, right? Sometimes discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. But later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. You guys know about training. I know I've seen you guys work and train really hard over the years. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees. And make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Verse 14 says, strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Three things real quick. First of all, I want to encourage you guys to continue to pursue discipline. You've had to do that in your athletic careers because you know that you have to discipline yourselves in order to attain the goals that you've set for yourself and that that your team has set. Training is key. You have to discipline yourself to train hard and to train regularly in order for you to become. And it's obvious you've done that. You wouldn't be sitting here signing to play college athletics had you not disciplined yourself and trained really, really hard. Because when you discipline yourself, you become better at your sport. The same is true in life. When you pursue spiritual disciplines, you become better in life. So as you pursue discipline and training to become better in your sport, let me encourage you. Pursue discipline and training to become better at who God created you to be. Secondly, we see to pursue growth. If you develop bad habits or you never learn how to perform certain skills properly, then you never live up to your potential, right? You have to learn these skills, you have to practice, you have to develop them, and then you become better at whatever it is that you're working towards. The same is true spiritually. If you never learn what is true, then you will struggle to live life to some encouragement. Pursue truth, because truth leads to Jesus. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus also said that I come to give you life and give it to you abundantly. So as you are pursuing growth on the athletic field, as you're pursuing how to become better at your sport, pursue truth, and that will make you again, give you the opportunity to live life to the fullest. That's what Jesus came to bring you. Finally, we see in verse 14, it says, strive for peace with everyone. Pursue unity. Just as being a good teammate, promoting unity amongst your teammates is necessary to accomplish the purpose of the team. Pursuing unity by living in love fulfills your purpose for life. I'm so excited for you guys. I can't wait to watch you guys play at the next level. I know that God's going to bless you, and I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, thank you so much for your love and grace. God, I thank you for each of these four athletes, and I pray your blessings on them. God, be with Caitlin, AJ, Jordan, and Braylon. Be with them as they pursue, they continue to pursue these goals they've set for themselves. God, more than anything, I pray that you will help them learn how to pursue you, that you will draw them closer to you so that they may not only be successful in their sport, but be successful in living life to the fullest because they're pursuing the truth of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you for these athletes and their families. And we pray you bless them tremendously. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Ben. Our first signee this morning, Caitlin Elliott. Caitlin will be signing a soccer scholarship with Belmont University. Caitlin's been a member of the Lady Hawks soccer team since the seventh grade. She has been a part of two state championship teams during her time here. Caitlin has been selected to the all-conference team during her freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior years. She also played in the MAIS Futures game as a junior and was selected to the MAIS All-Star team during her senior season. Caitlin, you may have signed. Congratulations, Caitlin. Jordan Irvs will sign a football scholarship with Belhaven University. Jordan's been a member of the football program here at Hartfield since the eighth grade. He was recognized as first team all-conference and first team all-MAIS and an offensive lineman both his junior and senior years. He was selected to play in the MAIS Futures game as a junior and the MAIS All-Star game as a senior. Jordan was a very valuable member of this past year's 2023 state championship football team. Jordan. Congratulations. Our next signee is Antonio Ross, who signed a football scholarship at Jackson State University on his birthday. Happy birthday. Antonio has been a member of the football team since ninth grade. He was recognized as a first team all conference player and a first team all MAIS offensive lineman both his junior and senior years. AJ played in the MAIS Futures game as a junior and was selected to play in the MAIS All-Star football game this past year. He was also a very valuable member of this past year's state championship team. Antonio. Congratulations. Field signed a football scholarship with Belhaven University. Braylon's been a member of the football program for the past 2 years. He was selected first team all conference and first team all MAIS defensive back both his junior and senior years. Braylon played in MAIS Futures game as a junior and was selected to the MAIS All Star football team this past season. And Braylon again was a very valuable member of our state championship team this past season. We congratulate each of you. We look forward to outstanding careers that you will have going forward on the collegiate level. At this time, we will have time for team pictures and so forth. After we have those team pictures, we're going to ask you folks to move on back to class. When we finish with that, we'll have families and friends and whatever to be able to come up and have photos. So first off, we'll just start on that end. Soccer team members, if you'll come up and take some team photos.
Huge congratulations to Antonio Ross Jr., man. Excited to have him join the JSU Tiger family. One of the things Zoe and I were talking about, Corey, you look at that, you know, you got a soccer kid that signs with Belmont, and you got two NAIA, was it Belhaven, signed, and then you get the one D1 kid off that roster, Hartfield championship team, coming to Jack State University. So that's big, man. And one of the things we were saying was how, you know, in this transfer portal era for high schoolers, it's even tougher now to get D1 scholarships. So to get an opportunity to go to the next level, to choose Jackson State, of all the opportunities that he did have, we're fortunate to have a big boy, man.
Yeah, and to further add to your point, in the state of Mississippi, just knowing the lay of the land, when you talk about, and you'll actually see this today across the entire state, the majority of schools in this state, they're going to have more kids signed with JUCOs than any other entity in the state of Mississippi. And it's always been that way. And so anytime you get a D1 caliber talent and, you know, you sign them, you know what I'm saying, to your program in this constant state of the NIL era that we know of and the transfer portal era that we're currently in right now, it weighs more when you get a scholarship, you know what I'm saying, from a D1 program, and then to actually get that kid, it says a lot about how the school really feels about you, because the majority of schools are actually going to the portal to get kids now, you know, because they can get instant playing time. But just notice Jackson State is investing in the local talent of Jackson, Mississippi. Correct. And in doing so, what all good investments do what can, pay dividends.
That's right.
And they're going to pay dividends for Jackson.
I mean, you think about it, Corey, and at one point, season tickets are on sale right now. I mean, this is going to help with season ticket sales. You get the local talent. You not only do you have their fan base that want to come in and keep up with them and support them. I mean, you're talking a three-star, 6'5", 335-pound, big young man that can go play at any of the Division I schools here in the state of Mississippi. But then you also look at the recruiting based off of, like, per capita, based off of the best return on investment. Mississippi sits at number one when it comes to recruiting the state. So it was absolute major emphasis on us signing big-time local talent. And now you just got to get them in your program, groom them, and get them fully developed, and then just kind of go from there. Little Coach O walking by. So, go ahead, D. Corsi.
Nah, I mean, I just hope that the fans are just in the moment and realizing what's happening. You don't want to, you know, years later look back and say, man, what Coach T.C. Taylor was doing was historic and unprecedented, man. If you look at it, you know, he's doing some things that haven't traditionally been done at Jackson State. First of all, you talk about a three-star kid. You know, that's not something that we've typically done. O-lineman, that's a premium. Like, you typically don't sign those types of O-linemen from this level, SWAC level, HBCU, FCS, out of high school. And then if you look at the territory that we're going into, Rankin County, Madison County, we're talking about Hartfield Academy. I mean, we're going to some places. I'll be honest. There have been times where I don't want to say we weren't allowed in those places, but we have trouble getting in the door. There was resistance in the door. And I have family members who have worked at some of those schools who have told me that, yeah, they kind of worried is that, yeah, they're not coming in.
You talk about point to add to both of you guys' point. You said Tony Ross, right? Three-star kid right here locally. Well, beside him, you got a Kasan Burke, local car, three-star kid. Guess what? Kaisenberg beside him, right? Yep. Then, hey, going to the backfield, you got Nate
Blunt.
Out of Brandon coming behind him. Guess what? The wide receiver, you got Isaiah Spencer. You see what I'm saying?
You got Richard Mays, who's from Richard Mays,
but also you got Lester Miller, the other wide receiver.
Brandon.
So the thing is that, again, it's getting to the point where you're going to fill the majority of this roster with local kids, you know, and then you talk about success, and again, local kids tied to Jackson State, and again, that speaks to the same thing that our head coach is, the same thing that our offensive coaches. You talk about Coach Javancy Jones. You're talking about Coach O, local kid here. So, again, this program, and I told everybody before when T.C. Taylor got here, it's going to have a W.C. Gordon feel to it. It's shaping up to be exactly just that.
I'll say this. To some of the forbid, I hate to use that word, but we used to not get – let's just say we didn't get talent from those areas. We got a kid on the roster right now, Joe Perkins from Pearl. Pearl MRA. Mm-hmm. He's Pearl, wasn't he? I think it was Pearl High School. Anyway, here's my point. You got Pearl, you got Brandon, you got Hartfield Academy, you got Germantown, you got Ridgeland, you got Madison Central. And these are some of the areas we just struggled in times past with getting those opportunities. And now I will say this to all the SWAC schools out there, to any of these FCS schools. This is a high school recruiting haven now.
Yes.
If for those HBCU programs that really want to take it to the next level, you look at the blueprint of what's out there, the schools that had some recent success, it started with your high school recruiting, and you're able to get them in your program and develop them. The portal is cool, But the portal is, you know, you use that to fill those holes. But when you're really talking about setting, you know, setting a stage for your program for years and years and years to come, we're not even talking about the talent that we recruited in on 23 class that actually sat on ice from the offensive line. Aquarius White, who come from home central, you know, three-star kids, still from the state of Mississippi. You're still looking at, like you said, a Mississippi feel. And I just love the direction in which we're going. I mean, I love the good clay that we got coming in, and then you put him with a motivated coach Beef in the weight room and strength and conditioning. Being around here watching the workouts, man, we know that we get the feel as to what the coaches want to do in the 2024 year, and that is play smash mouth, hard, tough-nosed football, man, and that's what I think the fans are going to love.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What else you got for us, D-Corsi? We got some more lives coming.
Just getting started, man. People are texting now saying, can I go live? Put you on the waiting list. Let me see that letter. Let me make sure it's got that JSU logo on it.
We can't bring you on there unless you got that real letter. You know what I'm saying? Make exactly. Sure you sign that thing, man.
What do we ask Coach O when they want to come live to do the sign? What do we ask Coach O? We say, Coach, is this offer committable?
Before we bring them on, we don't want to be getting out there being overzealous and stuff, man. Yeah. We love our Tigers, whether you come in as a scholarship kid, PWO, walk-on, whatever. Once a Tiger, always a Tiger.
Man.
Absolutely. Yeah, Tyquan Henderson. I mean, when you go through the roster family, you're going to see a lot of kids from the state of Mississippi. Even having a conversation, we had a conversation with the coaches a little while ago, and they talked about just a lot of the Mississippi kids that left. They're just excited and happy that they're still wanted and they get an opportunity to come home. So they'll look for – that's kind of like not to spill the beans on how they approach their recruiting strategy, but – you go and try to recruit that kid that come from Mississippi that may want to come home, you know, and may have left to go play for this D1 program and just kind of go about it from there. That's why you get a Tyquan Henderson. That's why you get a Richard Mays, you know, who he didn't leave the state, but yet and still that opportunity was there and others, man. So loving the shaping of this roster. This is just part two of National Signing Day. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, you guys, we're going to go through spring ball, and then there's going to be the May graduate portion of Signing Day, which isn't an official day, but we know that when the JUCOs graduate in May, there'll be some more opportunities. Then there'll be attrition following spring. And then we see what we go from there, man. But we got a long way to go before we get to the fall and we go play against ULM, who just so happened to recruit nothing but the Mississippi JUCOs, man. So recruit the SIP. I love what the coaches are doing. I'm excited about it.
And look, just so you know, again, it's Christmas Day, but at the end of today, we will have a top five class in the whole entire country.
Think so?
No, sir.
We're number one HBCU right now.
Oh, no, without question.
That's a given.
That's a given. Well, you know, you got Bethune-Cookman out there, man, on our heels right now. They recruiting heavily.
That's a given. not to take anything away from Bethune. They're doing great. But
They're doing their thing. And to mention, on 247 Sports, they don't have all our recruits. I can name five players this morning.
There's one coming up at 12:45 today or 1:45.
They don't even know about it.
We're going to make the rankings. Stay tuned.
Got a big time player coming.
Stay tuned. Stand by. The rankings will be boosted at 12. I think 12:40. I got to look at my scale. I think 12:45.
And Corsi, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. Look, thank all of y'all for tuning in to Tiger Talk on this live edition on Christmas Day, what we call National Signing Day. But where else are you getting this? No other HBCU is doing this. No other FCS program is doing this. Hey, the I Love Fam, who got it better than us? Nobody.
Hey, man, that's it for us, man. I'll let you close it out. I'm gonna call you TC. I'm looking at the Corey C. That's what
I
meant.
I like that. TCC.
Hey, you know,
TCC.
TCC.
That's my new name, TCC.
Hey, y'all, we going to pause and go get some lunch today. And then we'll come back again live. What time we be back on the next live, Corey?
Noon? All I can say is keep your notifications on because it may be one to pop up out of nowhere. Because trust me, people possible. Are texting. Hey, but the next scheduled one is noon, 12 noon. We have another signing. And then we'll see from there. And then, of course, we'll be on the night as well. We'll be over at the M Bar. So come by. If not, definitely tune in.
Hey, man, listen, I put that out there. Listen, if you know your stuff, if you've been keeping up with recruiting and feel free to stop over there and chop it up with us, man. But we can't put you up. We can't sit down with you and talk to you unless you know your stuff, man. We ain't trying to just be wasting a whole lot of time. We love our fans. Pull up on us and come. Let's talk some football, man. It's next 90 day. And come ready to donate to the fundraiser that the AD. Shout out to the AD and all the support staff. There go ASVP. What's up? But yeah, man, we're going to go ahead and close it out now. We'll be back at noon for sure. And we'll keep you guys posted. So go get you something to eat. Go get you some lunch. Get back to your to work, whatever. Y'all need to start taking off on Wednesday, National Signing Day.
I think they're learning. They're learning.
I've been doing it for years. Man.
I appreciate my brother for sliding in on signing day. Hey, for those that don't know, this is how me and Zoe started with Tiger Talk. We used to be the recruiting guys. Corey used to bring us on just for segments, but now we get to work with the Corey C.
No, now they're running the show. Look at them running the show. They tell me what to do. They tell me what to do.
Just to show you how real this is.
Hey, listen, no. This morning they called me and asked me for permission to do something. I'm like, hey, what do you think? We just want to run it by you. I'm like, man,
we wanted to run. I had an idea. I said, man, let's run. Let's see what Corey does. Because one thing, it was respect. It gave respect to what we already knew that you had lined up.
I'm just messing with y'all.
But look, on that point, look, Ken, look, we're here in the football facility in Jackson, Mississippi. Ken resides in Greater Los Angeles. I'm in the A. Corey C is here.
Corey, he back and forth, man.
From Orlando, Jack,
we don't know where he be at. So, like, where you at, man?
That's why I got this background. You're not going to know.
Just showing you how important Saturday is to us. Right. We're here.
There it is, man. So, see you guys in a little bit, man. We got love. Go Tigers. We're going to sign up.
1:45, stand by. Not for Tiger Talk, but for that bomb. Boosting the rankings.
Ooh, okay. All right. Hey. See y'all in a little bit, everybody. All right.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.